So this one starts off with Ethan is having a lot of nightmares in this movie. This one starts off with an Ethan Hunt nightmare wherein he is getting...
He's getting married!
He's getting married to Julia. That's not the nightmare. That's what he wanted to do. He did it once already.
I'm kidding.
The nightmare is becoming a skeleton when the fucking bomb goes off.
Yes, a little bit of a T2 moment here because, Solomon Lane doing my wedding proceedings? What?
I would love
if... Why did I hire him?
That guy hates me and I hate him.
Honestly, they should do more of that. People should get their arch nemeses to give them their vows. You know?
Of course. And
just do it.
I hate you both, but you're so good together. I have to do this for you. You're so wonderfully.
Yes, it was like a MacGruber wedding.
It would be great if he was, it's a veil, and then he pulls it back, and it's Jean Reno from the first movie. You're like, then he wakes up in a panicky sweat.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That South African motherfucker marries Mel Gibson and Rene Russo in Lethal Weapon.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yes.
You have earned
your happiness. I hope that you have many golden days ahead of you.
Marriagematic community.
What?
Yeah. That's not even a word.
I shall serve as the Solo's wedding administrator, the Emperor Palpatine. We are gathered here today.
We can all feel your love here today.
That would be a really good sinister dearly
beloved. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Oh, you do? I know, because I can read minds. And a little force lightning for the kids. Just off to the side.
Light don't touch.
I will light the candles on the tables across this room.
Yes, I'm doing your wedding vows, but I'm also the magician's entertainment. Zap, zap, zap.
Look at these rings. Watch them go together. Didn't expect that, did you?
Now I'm going to saw this droid in half. No, it's not a magic trick. I just despise droids.
James T. Kirk, I never thought the day would come. I am so happy that you are here today and that your lovely Estelle is here with us today.
From hell's heart, I marry thee.
I can't believe I'm marrying a woman with such an old lady's name.
Just keep it down, okay? Come on. You're lucky to have her.
But Solomon Lane does offer a, you should have killed me, Ethan. And then the bomb goes and they get fucking Sarah Connor.
I fucking love Sean Harris.
He's awesome, dude. Yes. Sean Harris fucking
Even General, I mean, in Green Knight, he's great.
Right.
If nobody's seen it, My God in Heaven, 24-hour party people.
Ooh, oh, sure.
Where he plays the singer of Joy Division. I mean, my God, what a movie.
And then there was the movie 71. Is a Troubles movie.
Really good movie.
Excellent, excellent
Isn't O'Connell the main guy?
Josh O'Connor?
From Sinners.
Jack O'Connell.
That's the main guy in 71.
He's got a cool thriller with Joel Edgerton from 22 called The Stranger, which is not about sleeping on your hand and jerking off.
Well, then what am I watching?
Fuck, like, dude. I was trying to get tips.
Tips for sitting on my hand.
It's like, okay, now you want to sit on your hand for 30 minutes. That's right, Ethan. I'm a stranger.
Ooh, I sat on my hand wrong, and now I have to be in the van with Luther.
I can't feel it. It's like it's not there.
Oh, dude, you try to do The Stranger, but then it never denums.
That's the danger. That's the stranger danger right there.
That's what my mother was trying to tell me.
So Ethan wakes up, funny enough, in Belfast, and he gets a little package delivery. I love all the... Anytime someone's going to, like, give someone something or get access to something and you got to do the lines of dialogue
This is disturbing, though, this line of dialogue. Do you write it down?
Whisper back.
The fate whispers to the warrior. The warrior whispers back, I am the storm. Okay, so Ethan's Q.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I know they were setting up him as John Lark, but apparently he's Q. He's Q.
I mean, I think Q works for Lark.
Q's definitely an apostle. For
That's 100%. Chaos, are you serious?
And he's real. He's some weird guy that goes to Trump rallies that is definitely JFK Jr.
JFK Jr.
Hates his death.
I was quiet for so long. I thought you were talking about the fucking James Bond guy or the Star Trek villain.
Because
I cannot possibly for the life of me give a fucking shit about any of those people
anymore.
Someone
even faker than those people.
Vincent Fuchsia, of course.
Oh, even faker than John.
I apologize to the listeners that have Facebook disease. I've seen you've been commenting recently. It's okay. Believe what you want.
It's a kind of leprosy.
Apparently, this is Macquarie doing the bit. If you choose to do
that. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I was wondering who the fuck. It's a good voice on this tape. Held inside a fake copy of The Odyssey, which is pretty sweet.
What I'm wondering here is, who do they give this job to in the administration?
It's a great question.
Is this like a handout job to, like, is this a nepotism hire? The person who records
the voice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have to have a good voice, because you don't want them to just, like, nod off.
Well, now, because it's a big corporation, this is all. CIA has a podcasting studio in the office.
Yep. Oh, they do, right? Yeah. Why, ask me to guess. What are you afraid of?
Hi, Jack Johansson here to see Ethan Hunt. Yes, I'll wait. Make sure you get some of this live room audio. We're going to put it in the edit. This is what the CIA sounds like. Record it.
No, Michael Barbaro does it daily for us, too. Yeah. It wasn't hard. It was very, very game.
So basically what has gone on since the events of the last movie where they capture Solomon Lane in a fucking awesome
the box
glass
is so
cube.
Fucking fun.
Eat shit, you son of a bitch. It's so great. So now that he's been out of the game, all of his folks are kind of running roughshod. The syndicate is sort of broken up. And now we have the splinter cell of the syndicate known as the Apostles, baby.
And the Apostles are cool. And then even better, John Lark and the Apostles. Their first album was pretty good. Yeah. And then it just kind of petered off after that one.
Man, I saw John Lark and the Apostles at this really small theater like 40 years after that debut album. Dude, John Lark's just sitting in a chair.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe I saw them a few months ago opening for Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Once Danny Debs left them and went to Father John Misty, I haven't been able to listen to a record.
The important detail to hear here is that one of the things the Apostles is responsible for is a smallpox outbreak in somewhere in India, which is a detail to
Kashmir.
Put in our cap for later. But yes, John Lark is the author of this manifesto, a real end of days kind of deal here. And so, three plutonium cores have been stolen. This is still on the fucking tape.
Yeah.
Three plutonium cores have been stolen.
And
yeah, exactly.
And it's very like, can you believe it? Some Russia shit got stolen.
But yes, if they, this means that they want to create functioning nukes. All they need now is the plutonium. Mm-hmm. You have to stop the plutonium deal, stop them from acquiring the plutonium.
If you want to.
If you want.
Yeah. By the way, you could just say, nah.
What? I want to know what happens if he's like, nah. Does it go to like some, like, all right, now we got to make a tape for Luther, and maybe Luther could just
call Michael Shannon. We call Michael Shannon, and he comes in. Usually, if it's a sit-down job, he's usually good.
But here's the thing. There's never a, if you choose to accept it, do this, or like, you know, put the X on the mailbox. What if he does say no? How do you say no if it's a one-way conversation?
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we've never seen him say no.
Well, do you think like a couple days later, like he's just like going to the grocery? Look, I said, this is me saying no. I'm taking the week off. I'm
going to some dude like tailing him in the frozen food section. Larry, I fucking told you I'm on vacation.
All right. Well, there's just no way to tell if you said no. Sorry.
It's a staycation. You understand? I'm just loading up.
Jeez. I guess we'll have to kick this down to the CIA, who's going to do the actual terrorism. Oh, shit. Okay.
So we get an awesome scene here of Benji doing some field work. We hightail it to Berlin. We're going to do a deal to get some plutonium, to get the time machine, to get the bombs to work properly.
Bolivians!
I don't know how they found me.
But yeah, so it's Benji and Ethan are waiting to do this drop, and you got Luther in the van doing magic Luther computer shit, which is awesome.
But it's so funny, like the, like, you know, Benji's like, he sounds terrified, you know, and Luther's like razzing him.
Just getting your balls busted while you're about to do this plutonium deal.
Yeah, with fake JFK. Are you serious? Come on now.
Oh, is that guy play JFK and
Jackie?
And it was Jackie.
Yeah, it's the
which
Jackie
is the
JFK.
Same guy that did it again, right? In the Maria movie?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yikes.
real Wolf Town.
Swing and a miss.
Population that movie.
Gotta take the money where you can get it.
That's right.
Yeah, so, I look like JFK.
Well, I guess, was it a swing or was it a ball? Take your base.
The lights go out. Luther, lights go out in the van. Luther's getting like roughed up or whatever. You don't really see what's going on. I'd like to imagine Luther's putting up a little bit of a fight.
A little bit of a fight. He's a big dude. He can
exactly. Like, I want to see Big Ray just like punch some dude like right in the fucking kisser.
I think if that happened, they would show us.
That's the issue.
Just like,
I think it's Godzilla energy, because if you get a nimble guy, they can take him down really quick. But if you catch a swing from him, you're done.
I would like to see like a small, little, lanky guy crawling all up and down.
A slender man.
Right.
I would do well.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.